We are Quixie 98.3 rolling through a Wednesday morning. Got a special guest in studio right now, Tom Pitt. And you're kind of a guy a lot of people know for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, I guess so.
A lot of different hats you wear in the community, or a lot of different wrenches you carry, I guess would be a good way of
something
putting
like
it.
Something like that. And a lot of stuff. You know, it's not just wrenches. So, Renaissance man.
Yeah, that would be accurate. I like that. You are here because we've kind of got a need to help out a local nonprofit organization. And this is something that's near and dear to your heart. So can you kind of explain what's going on?
Certainly. It's called JT's Way. And it's actually right here in town, right across the road, the 300 building.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And so JT's Way was founded by the parents of JT Wigglesworth. He was a high school senior here in Hardin County. And actually, that's how I know him. I'm an automotive instructor at EC3. And the Early College and Career Center for Hardin County, and he was one of my students, and he was killed in a car wreck in 2019, in December of 2019. And so his parents, obviously they were devastated with the loss, and so they thought that a really good way to honor him was to come up with a nonprofit organization to help families, because they were going through so much and didn't know what to do. And so when you're put in that position, there's no book, there are no instructions to say, here's what you do next. And so what JT's Way does, they provide spiritual, financial, social assistance, just really anything that families would need, because if you lose a child, you're not worried about when the rent's due. And so from the perspective of folks who've been through that stuff, you know, they're able to help. You know, nobody wants to say, I know what you're going through, because they don't, but they've got a pretty good idea and they know how to get you where you need to be.
And so your involvement with JT was as an instructor? He was
your
student?
Yeah, I was his automotive instructor.
But you'd say you guys were friends too.
Certainly. Yeah, I would say that. And when you teach something like automotive technology, you kind of do what you're not really supposed to do as a teacher, and you become friends with students. You know, after math class, students aren't hanging out in the parking lot talking about, you know, the Pythagorean theorem or something.
Right.
But after automotive class, kids may hang out in the parking lot and talk about cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so you build that. You build those relationships. And yeah, he was a friend. He played music with us at church, and it turned into that. So where we're going with this is JT's Way, the nonprofit, is having a gala, and it's going to be in April, April 30th, and so it's going to be at EC3 at the school where I teach, and so they're looking at doing live music and dancing and fundraising and maybe a silent auction, but they're also talking about doing a live auction. And so I talked to Tanya. Is JT's mother, and she's like, well, we're looking for stuff to kind of have there at the auction, and we don't want like just stuff out of people's basements that nobody wants. We want quality instead of quantity. And so I said, hey, what if we build a car for this? And so I told her the story. She didn't know about this. So about a week before his wreck, he came up to me and he says, hey, I've got this guy who wants to trade me cars. So he had a Chevy Cobalt, and he said, and this guy wants to trade cars. It was an old 80s model Camaro, you know, something like a high school kid would still want, you know, because it's cool and they like stuff like that. He said, what do you think? I said, well, I think if the guy would trade you, you ought to drive him to the courthouse, you know, make sure he doesn't back out on it. But unfortunately, the wreck occurred before he could make the transaction and stuff like that. So so I told Tanya that, and I said, what if I find one of these cars and we put it together and we build it, and then we auction that off at the gala? And she teared up a little bit, and I teared up a little bit, and then, you know, after we got past all that, we decided that, yeah, we probably need to do that. And so that's where we are.
So we need a car.
We need a car.
We either need it to be donated or it needs to be ridiculously affordable, because you guys intend on, as you said, building up a great car.
Certainly. Yeah. So what we're looking for is if you're in the biz, a third generation Camaro. If you're not in the biz, 82 to 92
mm-hmm.
Chevrolet Camaro.
When they got small.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of light. And so some folks might call them the IROC Camaros. It's, mm-hmm. it's that body style. And so we're looking for those. I'd like one that's not completely rotted out, like one that we wouldn't have to put floors in and stuff like that. It does need to have a title.
Yeah, we've got to be able to register this and sell it. So.
Right.
So how do folks reach out, and how do we get our hands on this car?
So if you have any leads, you can contact JT's Way. They're on Facebook, JT'sWay.com, or you can contact me directly. Number's 270-723-1247. Call or text is fine. Text is probably easier during the day because I'm a teacher. I'm not supposed to be on my phone during class. So I preach that too.
That is Tom Pitt with EC3 helping raise money and hopefully get our hands on an IROC era Camaro to build, to sell at an auction coming up in April for the JT's Way organization. Thank you for this.
Great. Thanks for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.